Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend. It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. So, we got some rules of engagement for the program. You know what they are, but, you know, I'll repeat them anyway for the kids in the back of the class. If you want to send me a text, you want to send me a question or a comment, the telephone number on your message app is 33103. 33103. Just start your message with one of two words, either Michael or Michael, and then tell me anything or ask me anything. And then be sure and follow me on X, Facebook, and Instagram. X is at Michael Brown USA. So go over to Twitter and give me a follow over there. So let's get started. I do a spot for an outfit in a clinic in Colorado by the name of Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic. And they deal with erectile dysfunction, men that have low testosterone, all of that. And in one of the spots that I do, I talk about how men, obviously, as they get older, start to lose their testosterone production. And also that there are peer-reviewed medical studies that show that men as young as their 30s start to lose testosterone production. And every time I do that spot, I think about, and sometimes I even mention it in the spot, that maybe this is why we have low T men in our society. And you've seen them. They're just, the masculinity is gone. And I'm not talking about, you gotta have a big hairy chest and you gotta have a big thick beard or thick head of hair, or you gotta have a really low voice. No, I'm just talking about the emasculation of manhood in this country. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Trump's overwhelmingly decisive victory has caused weeping and the gnashing of teeth among the media, the cabal, all across the Atlantic. The Guardian newspaper, which, speaking of X, this is a little footnote here. The Guardian newspaper, along with Stephen King and a bunch of other dumbasses, have decided that they're no longer going to post on X, formerly Twitter. And the Guardian and other newspapers, I think the Washington Post, New York Times, are all threatening to do so also. And I think, really, are you that stupid? And their reasoning is because X is letting too much mis and disinformation appear on its platform. It's not misinformation. What it really is a different point of view. It's conservative points of view. And the left can't deal with it. Well, to show you how apoplectic the cabal is, whether it's a newspaper, The Guardian, or many of the television stations in this country, or just the talking heads in general, The Guardian has offered its staff counseling to deal with the trauma with an election. The only time I've ever seen trauma in an election is saying Venezuela when Maduro sends the cops out to beat the opposition and try to find the opposition winner and jail them. That's what I would consider to be trauma. The use of the word trauma by The Guardian in this context seems to be completely out of place to me, but it's what they use. Now, I don't know whether it's clear whether crayons and Legos are involved, as, you know, they're doing at some elite American universities. But now The Guardian is complaining that Trump has caused boys to act like boys again. Yes, causing boys to act like boys. A Hudson Valley, New York high school girl tells about her reign of terror on the day after the election. Shouldn't laugh about this. But this is the stupidity. This is the stupid world that we now live in. She relates her story of terror, again, on the Guardian in the Guardian newspaper. When we walked into school on the morning of 6 November, we exchanged quick glances with the other girls in our social circle. Looks filled with uncertainty and dread about the future. We noticed a very different attitude among our male peers. Subtle high fives were exchanged, and remarks about the impending success of the next 4 years were whispered all around. Sound like Joe Biden, don't I? They were whispered all around. So boys are accused of, quote, an increased interest in pursuing the ideal masculine appearance by actually going to the gym. Engaging in, quote, male-dominated social activities, and in general just failing to adopt the preferred cringing soy boy persona, and Trump's blamed for all of this toxic masculinity. The Guardian continues, as an older, actually 3 years older, frail individual, Biden was an easy target for Trump's aggression. While Trump's comments seemed like an attack on Biden's age and mental competence, they also incorporated indirect attacks on his masculinity that influenced this impressionable demographic of young men. And when contrasted with Trump's pumping fist after the assassination attempt in July, Biden was appearing weaker and weaker, while Trump was solidifying his representation of traditional male heroism. Wait a minute. Traditional male heroism? I thought courage under fire. You've heard the phrase, courage under fire. I thought that was a classic male virtue. Well, I think it is a classic male virtue. But because it's a classic male virtue, it must be an affront to wokeness. The Guardian continues. Similarly, when Kamala Harris replaced Biden as Trump's opponent, his goal of making his adversary seem weak was much more straightforward, exacerbated further by Harris's prioritization of women's rights in her campaign. Now, I guess by women's rights, the author of this story in The Guardian means abortion, which obviously was a key issue for advocates of, you know, of those who advocate, you know, the killing of babies in the womb. Guardian continues again. While these are just observations within our own high school, we believe that this is happening across the country. Young, well-off white boys from liberal families are being tempted by conservatism. Ooh, it almost sounds like they're being tempted by pornography or something. Oh, look, our frail little soy boys are being tempted by the ideology of conservatism. These people are nuts. They're just absolutely nuts. Let me go back to the story. While these are just observations, they write, within our own high school, we believe that this is happening across the country. Young, well-off white boys from liberal families are being tempted by conservatism simply to protect an archaic idea of masculinity that guarantees them inherent power. It is not as if they are against abortion or care much about the economy or immigration or even feel remotely attracted to the rest of conservative dogma, but clearly a shift back towards traditional gender roles is resonating with these boys now as progression toward female empowerment threatens their already delicate self-esteem. Really? So, despite the liberal establishment's best efforts, the campaign to demasculinize men and instill self-hatred in boys, all because an election, I guess, is floundering? I think we know now why the left is panicking. Uh-oh, you mean boys might be boys? and girls might be girls, and boys might look at masculinity and say, oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And there's not. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Subscribe to the podcast. When you get to your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button, and that will automatically download the weekday program and the weekend program. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
They're pounding on the door. They're calling on the phone. They're threatening to close your business. If debt has your business on the brink, call Ray Reynolds, the godfather of credit. For over 40 years, Ray Reynolds has helped thousands of customers get millions in cash credit. It's no wonder why they call Ray the godfather of credit. He may even be able to raise your score above 750 before the end of the year. You could even get a new personal or business credit line up to $50,000 within days. If your credit needs a rebuild, call Ray Reynolds and receive a $1,000 cash credit card at closing. Raise your credit score to 750 or more. Call Ray Reynolds at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Learn about Ray's secrets to success and how he can fix and improve your credit score to 750 or more. Call the Godfather of Credit Rebuild, Ray Reynolds, at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. If you want to find one of our 300-plus affiliates around the country where we broadcast the program, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. When you get to that website, there'll be a tab that says how to listen. Pull down that tab, and you'll find an interactive map that shows all the affiliates all across the country, when they air the program and when they re-air the program. And while you're there, too, you'll find all the icons for all the social media platforms. So if you want to follow me on Facebook, X, Instagram, all of those, you can just click those icons, and it'll take you directly to my social media platforms. So go do that right now, too. So let's go back to the election. A couple of things are already starting to occur that indicates to me that while Trump, no, don't get me wrong, Trump's going to, there are going to be bumps in the road. You know, I spent a lot of time this week with my audience in Denver talking about, you know, our expectations, because I know people were worried about winning the election to begin with. And there was a point where I was kind of hinting to my local audience and to you on the Weekend program also, that I really thought we were going to win. And I thought we would win solidly. And obviously we did. We carried the blue, we just blew right through the blue wall. We got all the southern states. We even carried Arizona and Nevada. We just did extraordinarily well. And in terms of the Electoral College, it was a landslide. And in terms of Trump's baseline of about 47% kind of being his ceiling, he got well above 50% of the popular vote. Although, here's the key about the popular vote. While that has nothing to do with how we elect presidents, it is a signal to every single one of the 435 congressional districts and to the 100 U.S. senators that a majority of Americans, well over 50%, chose Donald Trump over Kamala Harris. And by choosing Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, they chose the policies of Trump over those of the progressive Marxists that Biden and Harris have been imposing on the country, not just for the past 4 years, but for the 8 years of Barack Obama also, in fact, going all the way to Woodrow Wilson, if you want to look at it historically. So while there is, when you look at historical election returns, there is indeed a mandate for those Republican majorities in both the House and the Senate to do what the president wants to get done. And the reason I say that is because when you break it down into congressional districts, or you look at that map, I'm sure I've suggested it to you too, to get on the interwebs, get on the old internet, get on the old www, and search for Trump, let's see, counties won by Donald Trump. And find that red map, blue map that's divided between red counties and blue counties. Because when you look at that, that is a geographic distribution and a geographic description of the national popular vote that Donald Trump won. And it's a sea of red. And if you look closely at those blue areas, with the exception of a couple of places like the state of New Mexico, which is pretty much all blue, you look at a state like Colorado, where I'm sitting right now. Well, Donald Trump still lost Colorado. When you realize that, oh, that little blue spot kind of in the middle of the map, well, that's what we call the Front Range of Colorado. That's the Denver metropolitan area. When you look at Illinois, even states like Illinois where maybe Trump didn't, you know, Trump doesn't win, you still look at the red versus blue distribution and you realize that that blue area is predominantly Cook County. It's Chicago. And then when you start pulling back and you look at most of the blue areas that were carried by Kamala Harris, those are the urban areas. And the urban areas have traditionally, because of the demographic makeup, because they've got a foothold, the Democrats do, in those areas, they tend to vote blue. But overall, remember, more than 50% of the entire country, when you again step back and look at the blue versus red across that entire map, you'll realize that a majority of the congressional districts, which is why we control the House of Representatives, is also why we control the U.S. Senate, because the majority of the states went red. That's a mandate. That means that Republicans should stick together and do. Now, I know there will be differences. And a lot of Republicans, and Susan Collins in Maine, I'm looking at you. Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, I'm looking at you. So there will be some Republicans around the country that will not necessarily want to care to push forward with Trump's agenda. And they'll bitch and moan about stuff, and they'll be whining about everything. But it's going to be incumbent upon people in those states to put pressure on those senators. And, of course, there are lots of congressmen around the country that are a bunch of squishy Republicans that are going to have to be told by you as their bosses that you expect them to fulfill the agenda that Trump puts forward. That's why we have elections. And that's what Democrats do. When Democrats win elections, they may have, you know, pockets of opposition here or there, pockets of resistance that don't want to implement the agenda of Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. But that's when someone like Nancy Pelosi or Hakeem Jeffries or, you know, governors around the country will step in and say, listen, we know you don't like this particular thing, but we need your vote in order to get this done, and you need our support when it comes election time. So, I mean, this is the arm twisting that goes on inside the Beltway, and Republicans have got to learn to do it too. I say all of that because I want us to remember that we did win a mandate. And while the majority in the House may be small, it's still a majority of the congressional districts around the country. And it's clearly a majority of the senators in all 50 states because the current makeup is 54 to 46 or something like that. And so there is a mandate to implement this agenda. And you're already beginning to see that just the election alone is an indication that people are going to change. I gave an example on the local show. Now, and it's a foreign example. And it was the, and I forget her name. It's immaterial. She's the president of the European Union. And this woman comes out and talks about how the EU is going to have to start looking at buying liquefied natural gas from the United States instead of from Russia. Well, why suddenly the change in tone? Why suddenly the change? Well, it's because the reality of the election is hitting the EU. Just like that story from The Guardian. Oh, my gosh, our little boys are acting like little boys again. You see how influential this country is? We have the ability over the next 2, if not 4 years. And I say 2 years because we still have to get through the midterm elections. Yes, I know I've already mentioned midterm elections in 2026. But Ukraine's president, Zelensky, has already said that the election of Trump will likely hasten the end of the war between Ukraine and Russia. His remarks were published in an interview with the Public Broadcasting Company of Ukraine just yesterday. The war will end, he says, but there is no exact date. So just like the EU recognizes it, so does Zelensky. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you deal with a lack of energy, brain fog, cognitive issues, joint pain, skin issues, or are always fighting an illness, you need to give Strong Cell a try. Strong Cell is an easy-to-use daily liquid supplement that utilizes key ingredients such as NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen that helps boost your body's cellular function. You have 30 trillion cells in your body, and healthy cells equal a healthier body. Strong Cell replenishes your body from the inside out, making you feel and look younger. Visit StrongCell.com and use the discount code ENERGY10 to get 20% off your first order. That's StrongCell.com, discount code ENERGY10 for 20% off your first order. Strong Cell has a 60-day no-risk money-back guarantee if you don't feel like a new person. So live your best life. Less fog, more focus. Stop feeling tired. Start taking Strong Cell today. Visit StrongCell.com and use the discount code ENERGY10 for 20% off your first order.
Don't just watch the big game, be there.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Gridiron Glory Swipe to Win draw.
You and a friend could win the trip of a lifetime to witness the big game at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Don't miss the final drawing on December 26th.
For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I really do appreciate you doing that. You know, if you like what we do on the weekend, you can also listen weekdays. I do a local program here in Denver from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. And on your computer or on your iHeart app, just search for 630-KHOW, 630-KHOW, KHOW in Denver, and you can listen from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. That would be what? 8 to noon Eastern time. So you can get me up in the mornings too. Carrying along the theme this hour about how the election is already having all these changes. Think about what we've got so far. So far we've got, boys in, at least according to The Guardian, boys in the United Kingdom and in this country are kind of rediscovering their masculinity. Well, I think that's a good thing. And we're suddenly beginning to realize that the European Union recognizes that all of their green energy policies is a bunch of crap. And so now they're thinking about buying LNG from us instead of buying it from their enemy, Russia. And then we find out that Zelensky is also recognizing that with the election of Trump, that there indeed may be an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. I saw it, you know, just as a little footnote, a little bit of tidbit of information. During show prep yesterday, I ran across a stat. Now, whether this is really true or not, I don't know, but it came from a fairly reliable source. And it said that from the time that someone enrolls in or joins the Russian army, from the time someone joins the Russian army till the time they make it from whatever the town they live in, and they make it into the army, they last 12 days before they're killed. On average, they have a lifespan of about 12 days. Russia is just churning through soldiers, which is why I think if this war drags out any longer, it's going to weaken Putin even more. And I think Putin and Zelensky both welcome the election of Donald Trump, depending on what he's able to negotiate, obviously, because Putin will want to keep what land he's grabbed so far. He won't want to give up Crimea, which he captured during the Obama administration. And Zelensky, of course, wants all of his land back, including Crimea. So whether that's going to happen or not, I don't know. But the winning just keeps going on. A top Democrat Party election lawyer and a Supreme Court litigator that served as general counsel to Vice President Al Gore during the 2000 presidential election recount down in Florida. Oh, man, was that ever fun. Is now arguing that his colleagues should end the legal cases against Donald Trump. Thomas Goldstein is this guy's name. He now publishes the legal commentary website SCOTUS Blog. I read SCOTUS Blog all the time, and I know that Thomas Goldstein is a liberal Democrat lawyer. But SCOTUS Blog is a fairly objective, in fact, I'd say it is an objective website about Supreme Court decisions. It not only gives you the decisions, but it will offer commentary from, you know, both the majority and the minority opinions in the court about what the case really means. So if you sometimes hear about a Supreme Court case and you want to read about it, SCOTUS Blog, S-C-O-T-U-S blog, SCOTUSblog.com is a pretty good website to use. But Thomas Goldstein, I just want you to know, the publisher of that blog is a left-wing Democrat lawyer. Well, he's making the case that all of the cases, not just the Jack Smith cases, not just the federal court cases, but the court cases in New York, that they should all be dismissed. Now, that's echoing an argument that was made last week by former AG Attorney General Bill Barr, both contending that the 2024 election serves as its own verdict on the prosecutions. Goldstein writes in an essay for the New York Times that democracy's ultimate verdict, hang on, let me pull this up, because I want to read directly from the case. With the election now over, the courts have to decide quickly whether to move forward with the criminal cases against Donald Trump. Although this idea, this editorial, is going to pain my fellow Democrats, all of the cases, he says, should be abandoned. Democracy's ultimate verdict. Now, just bear with him and the use of the term democracy. You and I both know we don't live in a democracy, and we're all grateful that we don't live in a democracy. We have democratic principles, but we don't live in a democracy. But he writes that democracy's ultimate verdict on these prosecutions was rendered by the voters on Election Day. The charges were front and center in the campaign. the president-elect made a central feature of his candidacy that the cases against him were political and that the cases against him were calculated to stop him from ever being elected again. For a Democrat liberal lawyer to write in the New York Times an admission. Now, you might say, if you want to argue semantics, he's saying that the president-elect made this a central feature of his candidacy, but he agrees. Goldstein agrees. Donald Trump made the cases against him, the lawfare that we've talked about, a central part of his campaign. And then he writes this. Despite the prosecutions, more than 75 million people, a majority of the popular vote counted so far, decided nonetheless, that's my word that I want to put in here, nonetheless decided to send him back to the White House. And then he goes on to describe how Trump faces three different prosecutions and a sentencing resulting from another prosecution. Those are the New York cases. Two of the prosecutions were brought in federal court by special counsel Jack Smith. The other two were brought in state courts, one in Atlanta down in Fulton County and one in state court in Manhattan. He writes this. The federal cases are history. Mr. Smith plans to resign with other members of his team before Trump takes office in January, according to a report right here in the New York Times. He's now trying to determine how best to wind down the cases which accuse Mr. Trump of plotting to overturn the 2020 election and illegally possessing classified documents. He says, but then there are the state charges over which President Trump has no control. A central pillar, he writes, of American democracy is that no man is above the law. But Mr. Trump isn't an ordinary man. Moreover, he writes, the state cases against him invoke legal strategies that had never been used to criminalize the behavior that prosecutors charge. This is an amazing admission against interest, as what us lawyers call it. When you admit to your readers of your essay or your opinion piece in the New York Times that the cases brought in New York used statutes that had never been used before to criminalize behavior that had never been criminalized before, and you did that in the case of one single individual, Donald J. Trump, who just happened to be a former president and happened to be the nominee for president and now is the president elect. When you start doing that, that's in essence targeting a single individual for political persecution, not to seek justice. And never forget that the proper and the appropriate purpose of a prosecutor is to seek justice, not to persecute. Goldstein goes on to write this. Rightly or wrongly, they, these cases in state court, carry the stench of politics and, if pursued, could lay the groundwork for political prosecutions of future presidents. The theory in the Manhattan case, he says, in which a jury convicted him of 34 felonies, was that Mr. Trump tried to improve his chance of being elected president by paying off a porn star and then manipulated his financial statements to cover the payment. His lawyers have asked the judge to toss out both the indictment and the conviction, pointing to the Supreme Court's recent decision on presidential immunity. One of them has also argued that the stay, putting the case on hold, and dismissal are necessary to avoid unconstitutional impediments to President Trump's ability to govern. Do you know what shocks me about this? This is the first objective statement that I've heard from a Democrat progressive lawyer about the Supreme Court's decision in the presidential immunity cases. Because the Supreme Court ruled that a president has absolute immunity when it comes to fulfilling his constitutional presidential duties. And he's saying here that the stay and dismissal of the state cases are necessary to avoid unconstitutional impediments to Donald Trump's ability to actually govern and do his job as president. This is the proverbial crack in the dam. This is the proverbial hole in the dike. This is the, you know what this is like? Except it's going the opposite direction. This is like when George Clooney wrote that editorial in the New York Times that said, hey, I just saw President Biden at a fundraiser in Los Angeles, and he looked frail, and I don't think he's up to the job, and I think we ought to consider replacing him because I don't think he has the stamina to be president. And what was that? That was the sharp shot heard across the bow. Well, this editorial in the New York Times is also the shot across the bow, and it's from the equivalent of a George Clooney. In this case, Al Gore's lawyer in the recount case all the way back from the 2000 presidential election and the case of Bush v. Gore saying again in the New York Times, hey, listen, all you prosecutors, I'm telling you, as a guy who represented Al Gore in one of the most major Supreme Court cases, that you need to dismiss these cases. The shot's been fired. And the winning just continues. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be back in a minute.
Hey guys, not sure you heard the big news. Newsmax just filed to go public. Newsmax is big, and they give you the real news. Even Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. brands, and President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So get more info on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax now before any IPO. Find out more. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. You can become a co-owner today. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com and make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence for any investment and for tax and other risks and obligations. Check out NewsmaxInvest.com now.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro. Corojo wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size. This is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on the podcast app. Whatever you use on your phone doesn't make any difference. Search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit that subscribe button, and that will get automatically download for you all of the weekday programs and the weekend programs, so you'll get 6 days of me. Isn't that fantastic? So I'm going to go back to the fact that winning is already occurring. And while I don't want everyone's expectations to get too high, I think two things have occurred here. Democrats have realized that their progressive Marxist policies have been soundly rejected by the majority of the American electorate. We've looked at our pocketbooks, we've looked at our taxes, we've looked at the interest rates, we've looked at home values, we've looked at everything, and we said this just isn't working. And then we've learned from COVID. Never forget COVID. I think COVID did more to teach the public about supply chains. The aspirin that you buy doesn't come from, you know, a manufacturing plant in Houston, Texas. It comes from China. Your antibiotics, a lot of your OTC over-the-counter medications come from a foreign country. A lot of the products that we take for granted come from foreign countries, and if we're going to allow our enemies to control that, then they can cut us off any time. Now, China's in such bad position right now economically, if they would be stupid to do so. But nonetheless, it taught us a lesson. It also taught us to be a lot more strong of personal advocates when it comes to our own health care, and that we can't necessarily trust, particularly if it is from a government health organization. You know, you should still trust your own doctor, and you should still advocate for yourself in front of your own personal physician. But nonetheless, when it comes to the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the NIAID, all of these, that no, you can't trust them. They have politicized science. And then you bring it back down to something on the legal side, like these cases against Donald Trump, and you realize what we've been saying all along. Every time that Trump would give a speech and he would talk about these unjust political prosecutions, the left would howl and they would talk about, oh, there he goes again, claiming how he's being persecuted. Well, we know it's true. When the left's own lawyers, this isn't some little editorial in some little podunk newspaper. This is an editorial in the freaking New York Times, the Bible of the political left. The old gray lady herself published this. And just like George Clooney's editorial was a signal to Democrats to, hey, get Biden out of here. Whether that was a good decision or a bad decision as well, that's for Democrats to figure out. I think it was a brilliant decision. Should have been done a long time ago. Not that that would have been in our best interest, but it would have been in the country's best interest. Here, he's pointing out that these cases are purely political and that they need to be dismissed. He writes, for many Democrats, dismissing these cases, particularly the state cases, the ones in Georgia and in New York, dismissing these cases feels profoundly wrong because they, Democrats, see them as the last chance to bring Mr. Trump to justice. In truth, he says, support for the cases among many Democrats doesn't seem to be based on confidence in the prosecutor's legal theories and evidence. Instead, It seems to be driven by politics and hatred of Donald Trump, and that reinforces why they must be dismissed. You may think that I'm making too big of a deal of this. You got to trust me on this one. When the New York Times, because remember, anybody can write an editorial. You can write an editorial, and you can submit it to the New York Times. The likelihood of your editorial getting published, pretty close to nil. The likelihood of even me doing an editorial in the New York Times, and depending on whether anybody really reads it or not, pretty close to nil. But when a leading liberal Democrat lawyer writes an editorial that goes against the grain of what the Democrat Party is doing, and the New York Times publishes it, that's the New York Times editorial board and those that they answer to in the Democrat Party, because they are the voice of the Democrat Party. That's them saying it's time to drop the cases. And they give you some pretty good stats. For example, the New York case brought by a prosecutor elected in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg, where more than 80% of the voters cast their ballot for Kamala Harris. And that's where the jury pool was drawn from. The Georgia case, he says, brought in Fulton County, Georgia, and Atlanta, where more than 70% of voters cast their ballots for Kamala Harris. That is where the prosecutor was elected, and that's where the jurors were drawn from. He says Democrats should imagine instead that charges were brought in Texas or Alabama against Joe Biden using novel and untested approaches challenging how he spent money while campaigning. Those cases would be brought by hardcore Republican prosecutors before juries and judges in deeply Republican counties, and the justice of the state Supreme Courts would have all been selected in partisan elections, and every single one is a Republican. And to us, he writes, as Democrats, that would seem outrageous. He makes a damn good case. Now, whether Alvin Bragg, the prosecutor in Manhattan, or Letitia James, the attorney general in New York, will pay any attention, I'm not sure really makes any difference. Because they may not pay any attention, but their donors and those who help get them elected are paying attention. I suspect the cases will be dropped. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Your life's online. Your personal info shouldn't be. With today's hackers, locking it up isn't enough. Disguise your data with Cloaked. Cloaked identifies and removes data threats, then prevents future threats by generating on-demand aliases to disguise your phone number, email address, even credit card number. Stay online, stay safe, stay Cloaked. Get a free safety check at Cloaked.com to see if your personal info is compromised. That's Cloaked.com.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, WeThePeopleRadio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Leaders of Pacific Rim countries, including the U.S. and China, are gathered in Peru for an Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting. President Biden had these comments.
I truly believe cooperation of our countries will be the foundation to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific for many years to come.
President Biden talking about the bond between the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. This is the first major global summit since U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's election victory. Meanwhile, the president-elect has named his campaign press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, to serve as his incoming White House press secretary.
Leavitt, a New Hampshire native, is viewed as a camera-ready advocate who's already been aggressively defending Trump in televised appearances. She worked in the White House press office during Trump's first term in office.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the GOP-controlled House and Senate plan to hit the ground running once the 119th Congress is sworn in.
We will probably start our work on January 20th on the president's January 3rd on the president's nominees, and let the House take the lead on some of the budget questions and the big bill that we'll need to pass next year that will extend and enhance the Trump tax cut bill from 2017.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel continues its airstrikes against Hezbollah to convince a terrorist group to accept a secure buffer zone in southern Lebanon as part of any upcoming ceasefire.
And so right now, these bombings are little messages to convince Hezbollah that Israel still has the upper hand, and if they want this war to stop, that's going to be the condition.
Dr. Oren, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. No knockouts, but it was a hard-fought battle as internet sensation Jake Paul managed a victory over boxing legend Mike Tyson. More from townhall.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
California farmers have been devoting more land to pistachio nuts. They're seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in precipitation.
The nut has surged over the past decade to become the state's sixth biggest agricultural commodity in value, generating nearly $3 billion last year. Industry experts say pistachio orchards can withstand drought better than some other crops and take less water per acre than the state's biggest nut crop, almonds. Much of the crop is headed to China, but experts say Americans also are eating more.
That is Jeremy House reporting.
Too.
Drought has parched the northeastern U.S. for weeks now, draining reservoirs, priming the landscape for damaging fires, brush fires, wildfires, and pushing politicians to implement new water-saving measures. In fact, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor, more than 58% of the Northeast is in a moderate or worse state of drought. Breaking news at townhall.com. Correspondent Julie Walker reports a bullet has struck a Southwest Airlines plane at a Dallas airport.
A bullet struck a Southwest Airlines airplane preparing for departure from Dallas Love Field Airport. The airline says no injuries were reported and law enforcement was contacted after the bullet hit the right side of the aircraft just under the flight deck around 8:30 Friday night. The FAA says the Boeing 737-800 was struck by gunfire near the cockpit while taxiing before the flight to Indianapolis International Airport.
And that is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Spending is keeping the economy going for now. Americans stepped up their spending at retailers last month in the latest sign that healthy consumer spending is driving the economy's steady growth. A 1.6% jump in sales at auto dealers drove much of that gain. You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. And if you want to send me a text message, it's really easy to do on your message app. Whatever message app you use doesn't make any difference. The number is 33103. 33103. Just start your message or use somewhere in the message either the word Mike or Michael, one or the other. So going back to the New York Times for a moment, because I want to move on from the editorial, but I want to talk for a moment about how the rats in the Department of Justice are beginning to jump ship. And Jack Smith and everybody that works for Jack, let me make sure you understand, Jack Smith is the specially appointed prosecutor whose appointment was ruled unconstitutional by Judge Eileen Cannon down in Palm Beach for that appointment is unconstitutional. And just very briefly, because I really do want you to understand this, her reasoning was that he is an officer of the Department of Justice. And as an officer of the Department of Justice, just like any other U.S. attorney, he is required to be confirmed by the United States Senate. And he was not. In addition to that, he was given an unlimited budget, not subject to any appropriation either within the Department of Justice or from the U.S. Congress, both of which make his appointment unconstitutional. And I think that she made the right decision. And the Department of Justice, have appealed that decision. And my gut tells me that they're probably glad that they're going to dismiss this case and hopefully all these cases, but in particular that one. And the reason why is because if the U.S. Supreme Court rules that, now this would affect Republican presidents too, but if the U.S. Supreme Court were to rule that kind of special counsel appointment is unconstitutional, that would apply to any future attempts to appoint a special counsel to go after anybody, whether it be a president, a vice president, a member of Congress, or you or me. The Constitution is clear. For those offices, you must have Senate confirmation, and they didn't do it. So I think, in a way, there's a kind of a quiet sigh of relief inside the DOJ that case is probably going to go away. And so that issue will not go before the U.S. Supreme Court, which means that a Democrat president could try it again. And if they get a different judge, that other judge, someone other than Judge Eileen Cannon down in Florida, but maybe a judge in the D.C. Court of Appeal, in the D.C. Circuit, might actually rule in their favor and say, oh, yeah, it is constitutional. Either way, it would eventually end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. But the New York Times confirmed this past week that Special Counsel Jack Smith and his entire team of prosecutors plan to resign before Trump takes office on January 20th. Now, my guess is this was probably painful for the authors of this memo. But Devlin Barrett and Glenn Thrush, two reliable mouthpieces for DOJ, said in this press release that Jack Smith's office is, quote, drawing up its plan for how to end the cases against the incoming president, Donald Trump. Now, it's unclear whether Smith will file any sort of confidential report summarizing what his work was, which is, by the way, a requirement under the special counsel rules of the Department of Justice. So if he was willing to take the appointment, and knowing that it's probably unconstitutional, at least Judge Cannon thinks his appointment was unconstitutional, why in the hell does anybody believe that he would file a requirement or file a report which is a requirement under DOJ special counsel rules? Well, I have a reason. Here's why I think he would file a report. Because they're vindictive. And they have a vendetta. And regardless of whether a report is required or not, the one way for Jack Smith to get in his final licks before closing the door, behind his stupid ass leaving office, would be to file a report that outlines the case against Donald Trump. Now, that's why they also filed, I guess it's probably within the past 30 days, they asked the court for permission to file all of the evidence, including grand jury testimony, which is supposed to be kept confidential. They filed all of that information because they were hoping to influence the election, and obviously it did not. Well, or actually maybe it did. And maybe it did because maybe some people actually read that and said, oh, yeah, this is a vendetta. So according to the New York Times, Jack Smith finds himself once again on the defensive because House Republicans are prepared to investigate the investigators. Now, when I read that story, I kind of yawned and kind of under my breath said, BFD, so what? Because House Republicans in general, like to investigate, right? And quite frankly, I personally admit I kind of enjoy their investigations. I enjoy the hearings. I love using sound bites from the hearings. You know, regardless of who it is, but some of these people that conduct these hearings on these investigations get some really good sound bites. And it's all often, maybe I'm just perverted, but I get a lot of enjoyment sometimes seeing some of these witnesses twist in the wind when they're getting really a good cross-examination about why did you do this? Why didn't you do that? But here's what Republican lawmakers often fail to do. And that's to hold anybody accountable. Do they impeach anybody? Oh, yeah, well, they impeached Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and where did that go? Now, you can't blame all of that on Republicans because Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, refused to have a hearing, as he's required to do under the Constitution, over on the Senate side. Republican lawmakers are just going to have to learn that in, how would I describe this? In the Donald Trump era, in the post-2024 election era, at least for the next 2 years, Republicans ought to recognize, let me add a little context before I make my point. You know, the cabal is suffering greatly in terms of their Nielsen ratings and in terms of their financial stability. CNN has reported to ready to lay off lots of people with high salary contracts. Chris Wallace has said he's leaving. I think his contract was some $10, $15 million a year. MSNBC, they're laying people off. Their ratings are in the tank. Both CNN and MSNBC, their ratings have plummeted. And Fox News ratings have gone up some 50%. So they recognize that what they've been selling, people aren't buying. So I say that because in the Trump era, in these next 2 and 4 years, and you'll hear me continue to emphasize 2 and 4 years, because it's only guaranteed for the next 2 years that we actually have a majority in both the House and the Senate. I think we'll keep the majority in the Senate come the 2026 midterm elections. I think the numbers are in our favor there. But in the House, it's questionable. And history shows us that the party in power tends to lose House seats in the midterm elections immediately following them taking power. So we got to pay attention to that. But let's get back to the New York Times talking about Smith finding himself on the defensive. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Hey guys, not sure you heard the big news. Newsmax just filed to go public. Newsmax is big, and they give you the real news. Even Reuters Institute says Newsmax is now one of the top U.S. brands, and President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. So get more info on Newsmax's planned IPO. You may even be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax now before any IPO. Find out more. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. You can become a co-owner today. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com and make sure you consult with your attorney or financial advisor. Investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence for any investment and for tax and other risks and obligations. Check out NewsmaxInvest.com now.
Turtle Bay's 5th Annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights. Don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Rojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, if you like what we do on the weekend, you can also listen during the weekday on your iHeart app or on your computer. Search for this radio station in Denver, 630 KHOW, 630 KHOW. I do a morning drive program from 6 to 10 here in Denver, and you can listen to that online or through your iHeart app, and you can get five more days of me. Think about that. Five more days of this. So we're talking about Jack Smith and how the rat's starting to jump ship, and Smith is kind of getting on the defensive because the Republicans are saying that we don't care whether you leave or not. I mean, they do care whether he leaves, but we don't care whether you leave or not because we're going to go ahead with these investigations anyway. We're going to investigate the investigators, and I believe that they should be doing that. If we're going to have – look – one of the things that makes this country different from all other countries is, and don't spew your coffee when I say this, but we adhere to the rule of law. We believe that if two parties enter into a contract, that that contract can't be abrogated or torn apart except upon agreement of the parties or a violation of the terms of the contract by one party or another. That's what makes the economy hum. It's why people can, you know, buy houses or real estate. Why they can enter into supply contracts. It's why we can do business. It's why we can live in freedom and liberty because we have the rule of law. And that rule of law is supposed to be adjudicated on a, you know, Lady Justice is blind. Well, in this case, Lady Justice was not blind. And it was obvious that this was lawfare against Donald Trump. And now that he's won, they're beginning to recognize that, we're kind of holding the bag here. What are we going to do? Again, going back to Barrett and Thrush, the two reliable mouthpieces for the DOJ, said that Republican lawmakers have told the Justice Department officials who had worked on the Trump cases to preserve all of their communications for the investigators. That is a sure sign that a new balance of power in Washington will make Jack Smith among those being hunted by congressional investigators and others. As it should be. Because if we allow Democrats, let me think of my words carefully. I'm not looking for revenge. I'm looking for accountability. Even though I kind of would like to see them, you know, get a little taste of their own medicine, I'm more concerned about all of us. Meaning all of us that live outside the Beltway, all of us that don't have, all of you that don't have the experience that I do inside the Beltway, understanding exactly how that place works. I want the rest of the country to know what I know about how D.C. operates. Because the more that you understand about how D.C. operates and how horrible these people can be, if we hold them accountable, if we pull back the curtain and show what they did in terms of the lawfare and then make certain that, you know, whether it's me or anybody else, that we convey to every single person that's in the sound of our voices as talk show hosts. A reminder that if they can do it to Donald Trump, they can do it to anybody. And that if they can do it to anybody, then we really have no foundation for any sort of rule of law in this country whatsoever, which means the republic dies. And while we've already lasted them longer than any other republic, that doesn't mean we should just go ahead and die. We ought to try to do everything we can to preserve the republic even longer, and perhaps it'll serve as, you know, for future generations as a lesson in how to preserve the republic. You think about the past 2 years, longer than that, specifically I'm thinking about the past 2 years. Cable news hosts, the talking heads, the cabal, all the self-described legal experts reported and hung on every single word that Jack Smith uttered in the courtroom, every single move that he made, salivating over their vision of the war crimes prosecutor hauling their longtime nemesis Donald Trump off to the gulag in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit. That's been their objective. Why? Now, there are, if you've ever seen the, I think it was the HBO series, Billions, where they, I forget the actor's name, but he plays the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Probably one of the most powerful U.S. attorney positions in the entire country. Why? Because Wall Street's located there. Well, that particular character has a vendetta against his protagonist in that series, and his vendetta gets in the way of the rule of law, and he cuts corners, and he really kind of bastardizes justice, all in hopes of just getting Axe, the protagonist. Well, this character in Billions wants to do the same thing to Axe, the billionaire, that Jack Smith wants to do to Donald Trump. And that is to haul him off in handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit because they want to. You ever seen, probably not a very good example to use on the radio, but if you've ever seen, you've ever been pheasant hunting? And, you know, you get a really beautiful pheasant. The dogs flush them up. You take your shot. Dog brings you back a pheasant. You pick it up by its neck. It's dead. It's hanging there. And you hold it up for your fellow hunters to see. Look at this beautiful bird I just got. And I'm going to take it home and fry it up and have fried pheasant. Delicacy. That's what they want to do to Donald Trump. They want to hold him up like that dead pheasant. And they want to do that as a signal to anybody else that dares do anything that the Democrats don't approve of. We're going to do the same thing to you. Or to you. Or to you. So not only did that picture of holding Donald Trump's head like a dead pheasant, that never happened. So now Smith himself is the target of a criminal investigation. Jim Jordan, one of the investigators in the House, Barry Loudermilk, another House member, Loudermilk's from Georgia, I think, they sent a letter to Jack Smith demanding the preservation of all of his records and that they may ask him to publicly testify. Now, I think that's a no-brainer. Because Jack Smith, who never says a word anywhere publicly, who insisted he would do all of his talking through court documents, needs to be forced to explain himself to you and me. After all, he's kind of like a CIA agent with a black ops budget that nobody can see. I want to know what he's been doing, how he's been spending his money, and what the memos say to each other. We deserve to know that. So speaking with Michael Brown, text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Your life's online. Your personal info shouldn't be. With today's hackers, locking it up isn't enough. Disguise your data with Cloaked. Cloaked identifies and removes data threats, then prevents future threats by generating on-demand aliases to disguise your phone number, email address, even credit card number. Stay online, stay safe, stay cloaked. Get a free safety check at cloaked.com to see if your personal info is compromised. That's CLOAKED.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at the School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. So we're talking about Jack Smith and the documents case, which is the case down in Florida, where Trump ostensibly violated the National Archives Records Administration's rules and the Presidential Records Act by keeping, allegedly, by keeping documents that, that he wasn't allowed to keep at Mar-a-Lago. And you may recall, it's important to remember some of the details, that the FBI conducted an early morning raid on a former president's residence. I always said that one of the key concerns I had about the documents case was an obstruction of justice charge. Now, I don't know the ins and outs. I don't think anybody outside the lawyers do. But there was no reason for that raid whatsoever. Even if Trump himself was refusing to turn over documents, the lawyers were surely the lawyers were in negotiations with the FBI and the Department of Justice, or Jack Smith, or for that matter, the National Archives and Records Administration, about, well, let's go to arbitration, or let's have a mediator, or let's just have conferences. Hell's bells, let's rent a conference room somewhere in Palm Beach or Miami or someplace, and let's, you know, get a secure facility. Hell's bells, you know that the FBI has a secure facility somewhere in Miami-Dade County. And so let's get that secure facility, let's bring all the documents in, and let's go through and see if we can reach an agreement on what documents he can keep and not keep. You think about corporate litigation. Two corporations fighting over a contract. And they're going through the discovery phase. We want all of your emails. We want all your records. We want all of this. Oftentimes, they'll bring in a third-party person, a third-party to go through and help everybody work through what's going to be exchanged, what's not going to be exchanged. Sometimes the courts will even order that. But there was no attempt that I'm aware of, or that's been reported, of any attempt to do that. So here we are today. Trump has won an overwhelming victory. As we said earlier, the owner of the SCOTUS blog, a lawyer by the name of Goldstein, wants to have all of the cases against Trump dropped. And Jack Smith has announced that he is going to drop the January 6th case and the documents case. But the investigators in Congress still need to do an investigation, because what you and I have witnessed is third world kind of tin horn dictator bullcrap. And somebody needs to be held accountable, because there was other shenanigans going on that was never widely reported. For example, one of the lawyers on Smith's team, Jay Bratt, has been accused of threatening one of the defense lawyers in the documents case down in Florida, trying to get the client to flip on Trump, which is not only illegal, well, it's obviously against the bar rules, the rules for the lawyers, but it's also illegal. You're trying to coerce a witness. Well, he ought to be required to testify in front of the investigators. What were you trying to do here? Because I want the American public to know that if this is true, again, underline, if it is true, this ought to scare the bejesus out of you. Because this is an FBI and a Department of Justice that is literally, I'm not trying to exaggerate here, that is out of control. There's no justice in this Department of Justice. I heard somebody refer to it, I was driving around somewhere yesterday, and they're referring to it as the Department of Injustice. And I thought, bingo, that's exactly right. You got locked and loaded on one guy that you wanted to destroy for political reasons. And you pulled out all stops to get him, including trying to flip witnesses. Well, back to it's Jay Bratt. His fingerprints are all over the bogus case, all the way back to 2021, when he, the lawyer that worked for Jack Smith, went to the Biden White House at least two times. And then he joined three FBI agents during a voluntary search of Mar-a-Lago in June of 2022, looking for government papers, and then he fought aggressively, as it was described in some of the documents, behind the scenes to pursue the armed FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago in August of 2022. You know, now that I mention those dates, I want you to stop and think about something. Because I want this personal to you. Because this is the kind of thing that can happen to you when you have out-of-control prosecutors that are not seeking justice, but they're seeking vengeance. They're seeking to make a martyr out of something. No, they don't want to make a martyr out of somebody, but they want to make an example out of somebody. And if they can do it to a former president, they can do it to you. What do the dates make me think of? Think about how long ago August of 2022 was. And now imagine, forget Donald Trump, but I want you to think back in your life, all the way to August of 2022. Now, I don't know, have you changed jobs since then? Have you retired? Have you got a new job? Have you had financial difficulties? Has inflation hurt you? You got a problem with the IRS? You get a divorce? Somebody in the family gets sick? Well, now imagine all of those kinds of things going on, and at the same time, the FBI and the Department of Justice are running you through the ringer on bogus charges because they want to make an example out of you. Very few of us, if any, have the stamina, the monetary resources, or for that matter, just the willpower to fight that kind of thing. Think about some of these January 6th defendants. Some of these January 6th defendants have been in jail for 4 years. 4 freaking years. And they haven't had a trial yet. That's third world country bullcrap. Trump ought to pardon. I want to be very specific here. Trump ought to pardon anyone who, even if they did something wrong, let's say that there's somebody sitting in jail right now in the District of Columbia jail that broke a window in the U.S. Capitol. That's vandalism. Well, the fact that for that act, they've been languishing in jail, not able to bond out for almost 4 years now, even though they committed what I believe a crime, and if they had this individual on crime, breaking a window in the U.S. Capitol building, they should have been tried, and they probably would have gotten 6 months in jail or 6 months probation, but they would never languish around for 4 years in jail, even upon a conviction. So even those people, I think, should be pardoned by Donald Trump. Now, for those who actually committed a crime, they broke windows, they vandalized, they hit a cop, or whatever, if they have gone through the trial and they have been sentenced, then they ought to, if their sentence is reasonable, and I don't actually know what a reasonable sentence is for striking a cop. It varies from state to state. But let's say it's a year in jail. If they have already served a year in a jail, then they ought to have, then at this point, they ought to be pardoned. If they haven't yet finished their year in jail, Trump ought to commute their sentence to time served and let them go. Because there are too many questions about agents provocateur that stirred up that crowd. And there are too many people that on that day simply got caught up trying to go to a legitimate protest, but get caught up in the crowd. So, for example, the grandmother. We always talk about the grandmother who was charged with trespassing for simply walking into the building, realizing, oh, I'm in the wrong place, turned around and walked out. And they come after her, pardon her. So think about what you've been doing for the past 2-3 years, and then imagine that you're a defendant like Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump's, you know, worth billions of dollars. He's got more stamina than most 78-year-old men that I know of, and he's able to somehow just push through all of this. But most men I know that are that age, no, they would have given up long ago. If you have an uncle, a grandfather, a father, or someone who's Donald Trump's age, and you think about them going through all of this stuff for the past 3 or 4 years, how would you feel? You'd probably want them out of there too. Josh Gerstein over at Politico reports that the Department of Justice employees are terrified about Trump coming back to the White House. Huh. I wonder why. Because if Trump holds true, and by the way, the appointment or the nomination of his personal lawyer that represented him in the New York cases as the Deputy Attorney General, brilliant move. Absolutely brilliant move. Because that's one hell of a lawyer. And as Deputy Attorney General, he'll have the portfolio to go in there and clean that house out, which it certainly needs. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. On your podcast app, search for this, The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, you hit subscribe. You might give a 5-star review too, but hit subscribe, and then that will automatically download the weekday program plus the weekend program, and you'll have all the Michael Brown you need. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns,
and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. If you want to send me a question or a comment, it's really easy to do on your message app, whatever you use, doesn't make any difference. The number is 33103. 33103. Just start your message out with one of two words, Mike or Michael. For those of you who are graduates of public education, probably use the word Mike since it's simpler, M-I-K-E. Real quickly, let's go to CNN for a moment. CNN reports this. Now, I'd love to play the soundbite for you today, but we're having technical difficulties. One justice employee told CNN that people inside the Department of Justice are safety planning. Now, before I continue, what the hell does that mean? Hey, we got a new boss in town. Really? Get the safety team together. We got to start planning a safe departure from here. It's kind of like you've seen in the movies where, you know, you've got some sting operation set up somewhere and suddenly you've been discovered and the mob or somebody's moving in on you and everybody starts, you know, they're shredding papers and they're burning stuff and they're just scrambling around. Can't you see that going inside the Department of Justice in downtown D.C.? They're all scrambling around. They're burning documents. They're shredding documents. They're running for the hills. When I heard that statement on CNN, I mean, I just laughed out loud. Safety planning? What are you scared of? Huh? Another person told CNN that some are even considering whether or not they need to hire lawyers. Well, you know, as a lawyer myself, I would say you should always hire a lawyer. You should always hire lawyers. But you have to ask yourself here, why? You work for the freaking United States Department of Justice. What do you need a lawyer for? What have you been doing? What are you afraid of? Oh, are you afraid the same thing might happen to you that's been happening to Donald Trump? Is that what you're afraid of? Huh. Wow. Imagine that. And then, according to CNN, another official within DOJ said that, and I don't mean to laugh at this. Well, yeah, I do. Strike that, Your Honor. I do mean to laugh at this. It says that there's a general sense of depression among the lawyers that worked on these cases that these Republicans are going to investigate. Really? You have a general sense of depression? What do you think you did to a lot of these? What do you think you did to the grandmother? Then on January 6th of 2021, it was just, you know, hey, I think I'll go up and join the protest that Alex Jones and Ali Akbar are going to hold up on the northeast corner of the U.S. Capitol. I'm going to go up there because, you know, I love America, and I'm going to go up and I'm going to walk up to the Capitol. And Grandma gets caught in the mob, and next thing you know, Grandma is going through the doors of the U.S. Capitol building, and Grandma's just smart enough to know, whoa, I think I'm in the wrong place. And Grandma turns around, and Grandma still gets arrested. Oh, well, if you're a lawyer inside the Department of Justice and you have a general sense of depression, sucks to be you, doesn't it? Well, think about what it sucks to be that grandmother. I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. Go find some Xanax or something, or go get medicated, because you're going to need more of it. And again, I'm not trying to be vengeful here. I just want justice. I just want accountability. That's what's going on. And I think their fear is justified. There are so many cases where the defense lawyers determined that the prosecutors actually withheld exculpatory evidence. What does that mean? There's something called the Brady Rule. And the Brady Rule is a Supreme Court decision that mandates that if you're a prosecutor and you have evidence that goes to help show the innocence of a defendant, you are required to give that to the defense counsel. Exculpatory evidence. And there's story after story after story of where these Department of Justice lawyers withheld that exculpatory evidence and violated the due process rights of those January 6 defendants. And they also systematically misused that 18 U.S.C. 1512 C2, that's the obstruction statute that was put in place after the Enron scandal. How many of you are old enough to remember the Enron scandal? Where they cooked the books. Well, that criminal code, 18 U.S.C. 1512 C2, has to do with the destruction or alteration of documents, and that doing so in a financial crimes case or in a documents case is obstruction of justice. Has nothing to do with Donald Trump contesting an election. What document did he obstruct? What document did he alter? What document did anybody on January 6th, unless they took a piece of paper off somebody's desk, what did they obstruct? Well, if you recall, last summer the Supreme Court concluded that the Department of Justice unlawfully applied that criminal code in the January 6th cases, but not before hundreds were charged with it, and not before over 100 were sent to prison based on that charge, whose charges will now have to be reviewed, have to come back to that trial court, and most likely be dismissed. And now we got Matt Gaetz. I'm not a fan of Matt Gaetz, just being totally honest with you. I think he may be smart, I don't know. And the ethics investigation against him may be politically motivated. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But I don't know that he has the gravitas to be the United States Attorney General. But I do know this about Matt Gaetz. He has a pretty strong record of confronting some of these bad actors in the Department of Justice, including the FBI director. But whether he gets confirmed or not is immaterial to me, because the Deputy Attorney General, Trump's personal lawyer, has a strong record of winning. And that's who will probably be doing the heavy lifting anyway. This is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
If you deal with a lack of energy, brain fog, cognitive issues, joint pain, skin issues, or are always fighting an illness, you need to give Strong Cell a try. Strong Cell is an easy-to-use daily liquid supplement that utilizes key ingredients such as NADH, CoQ10, and marine collagen that helps boost your body's cellular function. You have 30 trillion cells in your body, and healthy cells equal a healthier body. Strong Cell replenishes your body from the inside out, making you feel and look younger. Visit StrongCell.com and use the discount code ENERGY10 to get 20% off your first order. That's StrongCell.com, discount code ENERGY10 for 20% off your first order. Strong Cell has a 60-day no-risk money-back guarantee if you don't feel like a new person. So live your best life. Less fog, more focus. Stop feeling tired. Start taking Strong Cell today. Visit StrongCell.com and use the discount code ENERGY10 for 20% off your first order.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.